Good morning, Chad Moyer with you here on the Rural Radio Network. It's time for our weekly market recap, and we call on the services of the ARC Group in Lincoln, and Justin Lovegrove is with us once again. Justin, kind of an interesting week. I know talking more sales to China. We started seeing those. We'll hit on that and some other things going on in the market. But first of all, give us the update on the weekly numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Well, unfortunately, we're going into the shortened week next week of Christmas, a little bearish. March corn was down 6.25 on the week, closed at 378.5. January beans were down 15.75 at 884.75. And March wheat kind of took it on the chin this week, down 15.5 at 502.75. So a little bearishness coming in, actually slightly stronger early week, traded off last couple of days of the trading session pretty hard.
We got some China confirmed sales that they're going to be buying more grains. They are. And the market just didn't seem to want to rally off that. What do you make of that, Justin?
I think the insider kind of thought in the market was, let's rally this thing from where we were, and when China makes sales, we better be selling to them. I don't think China, I still kind of feel like this is more of a political thing than anything long-term right now. I still think there's going to be some trade war issues out there, nothing quickly settled. Administrations change. We'll see what China's mood is. They're much more long-term than a lot of people in the United States trading sessions think. Yeah, last week, end of last week, beginning of this week, big confirmed sales, put the top in the market. You should have been selling to them. It's actually interesting to see the funds have bought a lot of beans into the face of this. They were short over 100,000 contracts not too long ago. They were short a lot of corn not too long ago. There's been a ton of buying coming into all this demand, trying to end this trade war. Funds are long about 129,000 corn as of last week. That's a big position for them this time of year. It kind of feels like with soy meal starting to pile up out in the country, ethanol margins being really, really sickening out in the country, it kind of feels like this thing might be due for a little bit of a pullback to me, unfortunately, at the end of the year. We'll see if that happens. Demand's always good. We'd love to see these beans flying off the shelf. We'll see how many do. But I would also love to see ethanol profitable. I would love to see meal not pile up. They've got to get rid of the meal somewhere crushing these beans. There are so many beans out there. It's just kind of a problem. Until we can get some of that stuff kind of cleared off the shelves and inventory starting to come down, pretty tough to be really friendly to these new crop and old crop months.
Justin, what about fertilizer prices? You were telling me that's starting to become at least something to be talked about and could be a part of the acreage discussion for next year, huh?
I do think that there was a lot of anhydrous, a lot of fertilizer that did not get put on in the fall. Everybody had good prices locked in. I think there's going to be some money made by some anhydrous and fertilizer companies this spring by the numbers that we're seeing for spring applied fertilizer. They're ripping up their contracts on old, and it's going to be really high in the spring. I honestly think with a dollar rally we've had in beans, you had a chance to sell some 950, 960 new crop bean futures this last week. If you're looking at fertilizer prices and take your guess if the trade war goes on for longer or if there's going to be a Trump payment next year, maybe 960 beans would look okay next year. I don't know. If that much corn is that much more expensive to put in the ground, maybe acres will shift. I think that was kind of a prevailing thought this week into a kind of a low-volume holiday week almost. A lot of traders gone. The biggest thing in the demand profile is we really need ethanol profitable. We really need meal to get cleaned out and the crush to be a little better on the beans. And that's big time what we need in this market.
All right. Just as we kind of wrap up, a thought about risk management. And I know you guys are getting, some have already started, but your average daily selling, that gets underway in earnest here in the not too distant future, doesn't it?
Well, it sure does. And there's a lot of ways we can do it. Our kind of seasonal average we always talk about is the, you know, mainly a February through June new crop December futures average. We have a lot of trades on from last summer, last spring, gave us good chances to put on some pretty good pricings for this next year. And you know, we'll see. We can do a trade like a floored average. We call it an enhanced average, where we set a strike. We did a lot of that trade in the last week here on new crop soybeans. We just set a strike, say 955 or 960, wherever the board is at the time, and every day from February to July, if the board's higher than that strike, it sells a higher price. And every day it's lower, it sells that 955 or 960. So it's just a way to guarantee yourself a worst-case scenario, know that the downside's off the table. The premium's a lot cheaper than buying Chicago puts. It's an over-the-counter product we offer through our over-the-counter desk. It's just a way to take a lot of risk off the table. If the board goes up and China buys all the beans in the world in the next 2 months, perfect, we don't have anything sold. It'll just start incrementally selling in February. And there's a lot of things you can do to manage this risk. New crop corn's still poking around $4. If you have storage, if you have beggars, if you understand carry, if you let us explain carry to you, there's a lot of opportunity out there to sell 420 to 430 deferred futures and trade good basis a year from now and really make a farm profitable again. Simple things, just needs executed. Call us if you have any questions. Want to go through stuff.
Very good. Thanks so much for the insight. That's Justin Lovegrove at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, call them toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agrisconsulting.net. That's a recap of this week's markets. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer on the Rural Radio Network.